When crazy people do crazy shit, we'll tell you about it first. This is True Crime Today from the Dark Side Up. Just because you gave birth to a human being doesn't necessarily make you a mother. No, a mother is a title that goes to someone who loves, cares, nurtures, and helps those little people that come out of them grow into happy, healthy human beings. The following woman would be more so classified as a monster, far more than a mother. A story of a Maryland woman found guilty of suffocating a newborn in a zipped plastic bag after her at-home birth. The story comes to us from the Howard County's DA's office in Maryland. Maria Ackers, age 41, of Carved Stone in Columbia, was found guilty today by a Howard County Circuit Court jury of second-degree murder and first-degree child abuse for an incident involving the birth of her child in the fall of 2018. On November 1st, 2018, Howard County police were called to the Howard County General Hospital after Ackers had been transported from her residence by paramedics. While being transported to the hospital, Ackers did not disclose the birth of her newborn to Howard County Fire and EMS personnel who responded to treat her. Through investigation, it was determined that Ackers had recently given birth inside her home. Investigators responded to the house to conduct a check on welfare and located deceased male newborn in a zipped plastic bag under a blanket in a closet with the door shut. Ackers, when confronted with how the baby was found at the time, then responded that the baby was stillborn. On November 2nd, 2018, an autopsy was done on baby Ackers, and a report was issued in March of 2019 by the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner, which classified the death as homicide. The report stated the infant was a healthy, full-term baby and alive at birth. The cause of death was declared as asphyxiation and exposure. This was truly one of the most difficult cases my office has ever had to prosecute because we had the burden of proving the baby was born alive. State's attorney, Rich Gibson. Thanks to the great work of HCPD detectives, our prosecutors, the Office of Chief Medical Examiner, and other experts, we were able to prove to a jury that the egregious and unconscionable actions of Ms. Ackers ultimately led to the murder of her own child. After 3.5 years of working on this case, we're grateful the jury found Ms. Ackers guilty of this heinous crime and were able to obtain justice for baby Ackers. Ackers will be sentenced on July 29th, 2022. She could face up to life in prison. Happy Mother's Day from all of us at The Dark Side Of. And be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any episodes of The Dark Side Of and True Crime Today. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay safe out there.